These wonderful words of the Beatitudes taken from the first word, blessed, beatitude, beatus, is a wonderful complement to the Ten Commandments. And the two of them make up, I think, the great backdrop to Christian life and practice. And as we go through that list of the blessed things that Jesus says should be the attributes of a human person, we can see that at once they are challenging. You see, it isn't easy to fulfill what the Beatitudes ask you to do. It seems at first, when you read it, oh yes, how nice. But actually, you come to live it, it is extremely difficult, you see. Gentleness, you know, not always a virtue that is promoted these days. To be a gentle man or a gentle woman has implications not of weakness, but simply of respect. You remember all those wonderful rules we had to learn as children about social graces, you know. Mustn't speak with your mouth full, you must walk on the outside, gentlemen must walk on the outside on the pavement so that if there's any splashes, he gets it first. You had to learn how to hold your knife and fork properly, and lots of other things I'm sure that you can remember. Our whole lives were hemmed in. It wasn't meant to be, I think in the long run, not meant to be repressive. It was all to make society a better place in which to live. Opening a door for somebody to go through. Standing up when a lady came in the room. And unfortunately, our blessed secular society, trying to imply that as if we never treated men and women respectfully or as equals, they've always been equals. But in this case, they've managed to destroy for a lot of people through putting it on a mere sexist level that no longer should you stand up when a lady comes in the room. They now tell you they don't like it because it's about being unequal. Well, I don't think anyone thought that at the time. But anyway, we stand up when a pregnant woman is on the train or might want to sit down, or an elderly person. That's all about making society a rather nice place in which to live. That's just one of the Beatitudes. Gentleness has a sort of effect. Like if you're a gentle person, it permeates a way of life. I was told, when I was a novice with the Benedictines, I was told that how you conduct yourself in the monastery is very important. See, you don't slam doors because there are other people's silence and concentration is destroyed. You close it gently by the handle. That's what it's for. Say that it does. That's gentleness as well, you see. It's about your manner, your constitution. So as you can read into each one of those, you see, the merciful takes a lot sometimes if someone's upset you in a family to forget. And yet to be merciful is a wonderful criteria because it's all about compassion and understanding and living up to that gospel of putting things aside. Finding opportunities of service, the Sisters of Mercy, serving the poor and the needy wherever they can and wherever we can. Happy the pure in heart. My goodness, how difficult that is with the media today. You know, so many things that are on the television that can lead us to think all sorts of things which aren't pure. But to be pure of heart is about trust. And to be able to trust the Lord, that all things are well. You used to have a great devotion. I don't know whether you've got, I never quite look, you have. Yes, I can just peer in. Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know. Wonderful devotion. And it reminds us of the compassion, mercy, forgiveness of Jesus. When we can't forgive because we're wound up with anger, pray to the saint, place it on his heart. Let him do it for you. Wonderful devotion. Jesus is mercy and pureness of heart. Jesus, make my heart like unto thy heart, when we used to pray at one time. Anyway, I've talked too long as usual at these weekday masses. People keep saying to me, why don't you save that for a Sunday? I think they mean it's too long, really. You know, people are kind, aren't they? They don't tell you really to shut up to your face. They're lovely ways of saying it. And yes, they're right, of course. So I just leave you with a... Go and sit quietly with a gin and tonic this evening, or a cup of tea, or a nice espresso coffee or something. And just look at the Beatitudes and see how it pans out for you in your life. You'll be amazed, you know. Gospel never ceases to amaze one, what it can do.